Dr. Taggart, tell us what testing was like when this pandemic first began, and where are we now?
At the very beginning, it was a little more difficult to get patients tested, mainly because the whole testing system wasn't completely set up as well as it is now. There still are significant limitations on who can and can't be tested, simply because the lack of testing supplies and personal protective equipment makes it impossible to test everybody with runny nose or sore throat or something that doesn't really qualify for most common symptoms of COVID-19.
A lot of leaders have called for better testing in order to reopen the economy. Tell us why that's so important.
When you have a pandemic like this, which can be asymptomatic in some people, if you don't have any sense of how widespread it is in the community, it makes it very, very difficult to say it's safe to go out to dinner or to a movie theater, because there may be so many people still carrying that virus and spreading it that you don't really have a way of controlling contact between people, and you get a second surge. By getting more testing out there and really having a better sense of what percent of the community is really infected, you can have a better sense of when you feel like it's at a low enough level that the risk of passing it from person to person becomes much, much less.
We've heard it can be tough for people with maybe less severe symptoms to get a test. Have you seen that happening?
I think where that's happening for the most part is for contacts of people who are COVID positive. Say you have a patient who you've gotten a test on, they live in a household with two or three other people, they're not able to self-isolate. The presumption is that that disease is probably in all the contacts, but not necessarily. So that population really, if they're completely asymptomatic, you really don't have the ability to test at this point in time. You're just assuming they likely have the infection. Patients who might be at the beginning of the illness when they call and have, you know, no fever but a dry cough, they wouldn't qualify for testing at this point in time. But, you know, 7 days from now, after having been infective for that period of time, they might qualify because they may develop the fever later in the course. So if you were able to test more aggressively at the beginning and really know, you know, how many people in the community actually have it, you'd have a better sense of being able to isolate those people and reduce the risk that spread gets wider into the community.
Also, you said that some people have tested positive, recovered from the virus, but they can't get back to work because they can't get another test. Tell us about that.
That's been a huge issue since the beginning of this, because we certainly don't have enough tests for everybody who's been, you know, testing positive to then have a second test once they've recovered. A lot of employers are requiring people to have that second test to prove that they're negative. It really doesn't make any sense at all, because a lot of people, after they've recovered, they may still even test positive, and the likelihood that they're going to be infective at that point is very, very low. The way we've been doing it and the way the CDC has recommended, if a patient has had COVID-19, they have to have been out of work for at least 7 days from the onset of symptoms, and then they have to be completely asymptomatic of fever, cough, shortness of breath for at least 72 hours before they return to work.
There is some promising news here, though. Tell us about a new state initiative that includes more testing and what's called community tracking. You at the Community Health Center are going to be involved in.
Yeah, so Community Health Centers in Massachusetts are partnering with Partners in Health to establish a contact tracing collaborative, which will really be able to move us forward as far as from a public health standpoint to really understand how widespread this is in the community. So the idea here is to track down people who may have been in contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19 and then talk to them about symptoms and potentially get them tested to see exactly, you know, how widespread it is in the community. So that program is to be underway fairly shortly.
Dr. Taggart, Chief Medical Officer for the Community Health Center of Cape Cod, thanks so much.
Oh, my pleasure, Sam. You stay healthy.